CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at actual learning management systems, implementations, and e-learning program rollouts. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, the marketing director here at CyberWorks, and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Karen Lepley of Student Financial Aid at Texas A&M University about their use of the CyberWorks-hosted e-learning solution to create and deliver employee training.
And now let's talk with Karen Lepley of Texas A&M University. Good afternoon, Karen. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Karen, tell me about yourself and what you do for Student Financial Aid at Texas A&M University.
I am the Senior Training Specialist for our department. I'm responsible for scheduling and facilitating learning opportunities for over 94 full-time employees and approximately 35 student workers. And we have many state and federal financial aid regulations that we need to stay in compliance with, so I feel like I have great job security.
I bet you do. Super. What were some of the business factors that led you and your group to evaluate web-based learning management system?
There were several business factors. The first one, when I started working here, I inherited a paper sign-in sheet system.
Wow.
And yeah, who uses paper and pencil anymore?
I know, yeah.
I wanted to keep current with technology and get the information online, and so it was easily accessible to anyone in the department. Second, our assistant provost told me from day one when I was hired that he wanted all of the training stored in one place for a historical reference, if you will, so that a person's development record could be accessed and considered for raises or promotions.
That makes sense.
And personally, I wanted to have detailed information to protect us. I mean, what if an employee is fired and claims they weren't properly trained? Mm-hmm. With my CyberWorks system, I'm going to be setting it up to show exactly what training was taken and when, and also how an employee retained the information through pre- and post-tests.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good. Your organization eventually selected the CyberWorks-hosted e-learning solution. Who's using the system now?
Well, first of all, let me say that I literally have years worth of those paper sign-in sheets from training, so I'm currently inputting all of it in a format that Mary Polly Birdie with CyberWorks created for me, and I'm about halfway through that right now. We are still several months out from being able to have it accessed by employees, and the time frame is because I can't work on the system full-time. It's not because it's a CyberWorks issue at all.
Okay. And what are some of your organization's future training plans?
Oh, we have lots of them. Phase one is getting the system full of our information, our historical information, and I hope to be done with that, like I said, in a few months. And phase two is to use the system for our classroom trainings that we do weekly. Phase three is for us to develop pre- and post-tests to measure a return on our investment.
Mm-hmm.
And phase four is to develop our own training modules.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. What types of online courses are you planning to develop for your employees?
This is the part that I'm most excited about. I keep, you know, talking to others and dreaming up what we're going to do, but I will develop learning plans for specific groups. For example, you know, financial aid counselors need to know something different than IT professionals or the accounting staff.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, every group has different needs, and the modules are going to be very interactive and fun. And when a new employee starts, I can easily assign a training plan to the corresponding employee.
Mm-hmm.
And I confess that currently we are wasting people's time by requiring them all to attend our weekly training. Mm-hmm. But with my CyberWorks system, I plan on having plans set up that are specific to each employee's needs, and hopefully everybody will become more productive.
Well, that sounds good. Why did your organization select the CyberWorks-hosted e-learning solution to manage your department's employee training? What factors led you to choosing the CyberWorks-hosted e-learning solution?
We're having a lot of IT situations, and I'm not smart enough to be able to explain it to you, but apparently we don't have enough server space to host it for ourselves right now, so we wanted CyberWorks to host it. But We evaluated learning management systems for about 6 months, and I honestly didn't know anything about them, so it was an educational process, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And CyberWorks stood out for several reasons. First, the investment was reasonable. And second, our sales rep, John Donahue, was friendly, helpful, and totally patient in dealing with the university red tape and hiccups. He was just priceless in our pursuit for a system. And he mailed me chocolate. And how can you not love that?
No, every woman loves chocolate. I haven't met one yet that doesn't like chocolate. Can you tell us about your experience as a CyberWorks customer?
So far, the service is as it was when I was a potential customer, dependable, and it's literally like you guys are physically here. You are many, many states away from Texas, but the phone call assistance makes it like you're next door. I can't say enough great things about Mary Polly Birdie and the help she's provided. She's so patient with any situation I throw at her.
Well, thank you very much. This sounds great, Karen. I know you have to go, so thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to thank you for listening to our interview with Karen Lepley of Student Financial Aid at Texas A&M University on our CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.